Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to this week's Top 5. My name is Josh Earl and this is the patron-only podcast where I sit down with a good friend and we count down our top 5 favourite things on a subject that I've chosen today. My very good friend from the Do Go On podcast, it's Matt Stewart, yeah.
Hey Josh, what a pleasure to be here on the Top 5.
Top 5, yeah, you wouldn't have heard any of these. It's behind the paywall.
Yeah, and I would never pay. I would never pay to support a friend of a podcast that I love.
There are three people who I'm actually friends with in real life, like proper friends, who are on my Patreon. So
I should
I'm not going to name them, but thank you. You know who you are.
Well, that's very nice. I want to get on that list. Let's make it a top four friends.
Top four friends. You on Patreon. Now, what we're doing today is it's all over the news at the minute. We're doing our top 5 conspiracy theories. And I thought of this. I even asked you before Trump had COVID. So we're recording this Sunday, the 4th of October. If you're listening to this in the future, Trump has COVID, or does he? No one knows.
I must admit, it seemed sus to me straight away. I'm like, in my head, I was thinking if he ever gets COVID, he's not telling anyone.
Yeah. But everyone's saying because he didn't do well in the first debate, he's going to have 2 weeks off where there will be no time left for any more debates and he'll just have to,
It's a wild idea, but it's probably more believable than all the ones that I'm going to mention today.
I would love it. I think it would be so funny because both he and Melania have been taken for 2 weeks of being just alone. It'd be so great if he comes back and he's had liposuction and she's had like breast implants and they just come out looking amazing. And that was the whole reason why they were away for 2 weeks.
COVID.
Yeah.
You look a bit different. Oh, just a side effect of the COVID, I guess. Yeah, lost a bit of weight.
Yeah, you've lost 30 kilos. Yeah, it's good. I feel good. All right. So how this works is we go through our 5. You start your number 5, then I'll do my number 5. We'll go all the way through to 1. We'll talk about them. And we should point out to our listener, neither Matt or I are big into conspiracy theories. For those who are listening, who have kids, or maybe under 30, you might know what this is. So in the TV show Fireman Sam is Norman Price's real dad.
I'm now, so excited that there's a Fireman Sam conspiracy theory.
This is the theory. In the small little Welsh town of Pontypany, I think it's called, there's a lot of fires. A lot of them, in fact, all of them, are started by one boy called Norman Price. Now, Norman Price is a single... He's from a single mother. We don't know about his dad. In this town, there are two redheads. One is Norman Price. The other one is Fireman Sam. So the conspiracy theories are that Fireman Sam is Norman's dad and Norman keeps lighting fires because he's acting out and Fireman Sam doesn't get the cops onto him or anything like that because he feels guilty because he knows the truth that he is his father.
Oh, that is so good.
It's a good one.
That's a great conspiracy theory. And, you know, I'm almost ready to say that I buy that one.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Without any further info, I buy it.
Well, Postman Pat, there's also a conspiracy theory about Postman Pat. He is also a redhead. And Postman Pat, in the town, there are a lot of redheaded kids, but no other redheaded adults. And so there's the rumor that Postman Pat, on his deliveries, just goes around impregnating the women of the town. And yeah.
I love it. It's not just the whoever made those weird wooden dolls that play. Is it stop animation or it used to be?
It's it. I think it's clay animation. It used to be, but now I think they've changed.
They're going to CGI sort of stuff. But yeah, that's really fun.
Yeah. And that is absolutely just parents so bored watching TV with their kids, just going, maybe, oh yeah, overthinking everything.
I haven't seen Fireman Sam in 30 years or more. And that song is, I mean, I don't know the words, but that song just rolls through my head. You've put it in my head. It's there all week now. Fireman Sam, do, 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 do. Fireman Sam and his black and white cat. No, I think I'm merging Postman Pat.
Postman Pat, yeah. That's Postman Pat, Postman Pat, and his black and white cat.
Yeah.
All right.
That
your
is fantastic.
Two.
Josh, that's the winner so far. Do you end up, I mean, that's your number three. You've got
that's
two
three.
Better than that.
I got two that I think are better than that one.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Right,
my number two, this is another big one. I've gone probably with some of the bigger ones. This one is Australia Doesn't Exist.
Ah, I love this one.
And which obviously means we're in on it. We're in on the conspiracy.
Because there's another one that where Finland doesn't exist either.
Oh, right. Well, I believe
but the
that.
But the Australian one's good. There. I've been there.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, you exists. Would say that.
Yes.
So Australia, this one is apparently that Britain invented, this is from theculturetrip.com, Britain invented the convict colony of Australia as an excuse to execute tens of thousands of prisoners, 162,000 to be precise, under the guise of transporting them to this faraway territory. Today, everyone is in on the prank, right down to the airport, airline pilots ferrying tourists to decoy islands, and the actors playing the part, like some real-life version of The Truman Show.
It makes it, like, I was thinking this the other day, like, Australians in Hollywood... We're very good actors.
Yeah.
There's so many of them over there.
Yeah. Definitely, you know, punch above our weight.
If you're going... Yeah.
So that makes a lot of sense. So doesn't that show how brilliant of an actor Hugh Jackman really is? He's not just being Wolverine. He's being pretending to be an Australian being Wolverine. So
it's two layered. It's great.
Doesn't that make the character that Iron Man guy played
Tony Stark, Robert Downey
Robert
Jr.
Downey Jr. played in where he played an Australian.
Tropic
Thunder. Yeah. So
yeah.
That just adds one more layer, doesn't it? He played an Australian. He was an American playing an Australian, playing
so
an African American.
Yeah.
But
so
now,
therefore the Australian would be playing that Australian.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So
I get it.
That's one more layer to that sweet cake.
Yeah. So I don't know where this one starts, though, and I understand Sylvester Stallone may have started because he just wanted to bully Richard Gere.
Yeah.
LeBron James, because he wins all the time and he's, like, super healthy, and you're like, well, I'm not like that, so there must be something more to it.
I feel...
Fireman Sam, bored parent. This one, I'm like, how does someone just come up with, Australia's not real?
I feel like it's just someone went, they would have seen a platypus or something and they said, all right, you're taking the piss now.
Yeah.
There's,
well, that,
none
that
of it
was
makes sense.
The original, when they sent back the platypus to England when they first, well, the botanists were coming over here and then sending back like stuffed animals, they actually did search it to see where the bill had been sewed on.
Right. Amazing.
Yeah. The other thing, I understand like, even going back before the Southern Hemisphere had been, like, colonized, there were rumors, like, that people were just making up stories going, if you travel south of the equator is like a fiery ring that will blow up, will burn up your ships. But if you do manage to get past, there are all these mythical creatures like mermaids and dragons and all that kind of stuff. They also, this is true, they used to believe the world, they always believed the world was round. When they people are like, oh, they used to think the world was flat. They didn't.
Oh.
Like, They actually thought it was round, but they thought there was this, what they called the Great Southern Land, which is where Australia gets its nickname from, because they thought it was round, but there had to be this weighted land down, because if it wasn't, the earth would be too top heavy and would roll away. And so they came up with all these theories that, there must be a land down there. And so when the explorers were first coming down, and so Captain Cook on his voyages, he kept on going south, even though he kind of like saw Australia. He went, no, there's got to be a greater land even further south.
Ah.
So his ships went and reached kind of as far as they could in Antarctica, went, this is as far south we can go. That's it. That's the whole thing. So let's go back up.
Yeah, that's great. I'm kind of jealous that we don't live in a time where it's possible that there's a place on Earth with dragons and mermaids and stuff. Yeah. You know, well, that's so fun that they thought they could just have to sail through fire to get there.
Yeah. It's good stories.
Yeah.
But we've discovered too much.
Yeah.
I guess there's always space.
And the deep ocean. That's the other one we haven't got to,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's good.
There's some weird alien-looking fish down there.
There are. That one with the light on its head. That's crazy.
That's sick. It's got its own, like, desk lamp for reading books.
To hear the full episode, head over to patreon.com/dykwia and become a $5 a month Patreon subscriber. Get a new episode every single week. That's patreon.com/dykwia.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.